Well, Paul, is there anything that we've missed?
I did meet my wife after one of the games at King's Home. Oh, I met her the night before, actually, and we were playing Bridge End, somewhere around the sort of Christmas time. And I can remember playing up towards the tump and sort of cutting in from the wing. And I think it was Steve Fenwick coming across. Next thing I knew, it was half time because he'd knocked me out. And I had concussion for the rest of the night, and my wife chatted me up. So I always tease her that she only chatted me up because I was concussed. So something I've had many years not to be able to forget.
Oh, well, good result.
Good result. There's a few things. I think I was very fortunate. The highlight of my career was playing against in the centenary game of Gloucestershire Presidents against Gloucestershire 15, where captained by Willie John McBride, and Gareth Evans dropped out on the day of the game. So Berto phoned me up and asked me to fill in. I think Dick Smith was on the Dick Smith and Steve Baker were on the bench, and I started with JJ Williams on the other wing, and we played, you know, the county at a packed house at Kingsome, and you know, it was just, you know, just awesome to play along the lights alongside the lights of Willie John McBride. You know, I didn't know to a word. I just stayed there, very quiet, you know, and. But yeah, we had you know a great side out that night. So that was an experience I'll never forget.
I'm sure it was.
And I suppose I can say I had a very lucky spell where I did score 12 tries in 5 days for the Gloucester club. And where we had scored three for first team against Cheltenham. Moggy and myself got three each on a Thursday night. And I'd come in at last minute for Bob Clues, but Bob was fit for Saturday, so I was dropped and Bob was back. And we played Cleve on the Saturday, and I managed to fall over the line four times. And then we had a rearranged fixture against a Yeovil side, which were absolutely hopeless on Monday night, and I had five then. So I'd had 12 tries in sort of 5 days. But the first thing, again, got selected for Ebervale on the Wednesday night, and there was a big thing about getting back in the side, and I went out there and had an absolute nightmare game, and Ebervale beat us, so it was sort of payback. You're all cocky 1 minute and then you're brought to earth the next.
Yeah, I can't think of a better place to be brought to earth than Ebervale.
No, as I said earlier, there was no easy game down in Wales. They had a chap called Arthur Lewis was playing in the centre. I was on the wing, but he just carved us up through the middle. He was a great player, you know.
And anything else?
That I think that's the other thing was from a coaching point of view, we had a great thing when we won the National Tens.
Mm-hmm.
At that term, it was a new tournament.
Yeah,
and. Nobody was really interested down at King's Hill, so Dave Spencer and myself took it on, and a lot of the first team players weren't interested, and we had Paul Holford, Tim Smith from the first team, Damien Cummins played. Otherwise, at that stage we had a lot of the United playing, and it was quite funny because there was hardly any committee men down there. And gradually, as we went through the rounds, everybody started realising we were going to win it. I think the ground started to fill up. More and more committee men turned up. And we were very fortunate, and we managed to beat Wasps in the semi-final by about 2 points with Delalio and everybody playing. And then in the final, we beat Harlequins. And considering I think we had sort of six United players playing in that tournament, it was a big thing, really.
I thought it was a great day.
Yeah, the whole day was fantastic.
And
yeah.
I liked the Tens game.
Yeah.
I've never been a huge fan of Sevens, and I thought this was a great compromise.
Yeah.
I thought it was a really good game, and I was really disappointed when they discontinued the Worthington Tens.
Well, we approached it a bit differently to all the other teams. The other teams approached it like Sevens.
Mm.
So we decided we were going to play it with five forwards. You know, a lot of teams put a couple of backs in the forwards. But we said we played with five forwards, and We had Simon Devereux, Andy Deacon, Paul Ashmead, Andy Stanley.
Mm.
And what the other idea was, we said we play it like with the forwards. As soon as we punch the hole, then we try and move the ball quickly. And when you got the likes of Paul Holford on the wing and Mark Nicholson on the other wing and Tim outside half, Don Caskey was very elusive in that game. And we played very well. I mean, I think we beat Harlequins in the final. Following year, we came unstuck. We lost to Bristol in the final that year. But again, we did very well. Well above expectations. But I think just the funny thing was, nobody gave us a chance. Hardly anybody was down there to begin with. And by the end of it, I think you saw every committee man around, you know. But the only problem is, I remember we left there. We went to go and get a drink after winning it. And they'd run out of beer virtually in the bar because they'd been a full day. The ground had been full. And, it was just good. But I always remember, I can't remember if it was the first year or the second year, and we saw the Bath team turn up, and they weren't very strong. And we saw Wakefield had a couple of, real star players, Slightham on the wing and little scrum half playing. And the odds were 13-2 against Wakefield.
No.
So Spanner and myself were emptying our pockets, and there was a betting office down at the ground.
No.
And he ran across to put this money on before the game started. And the girl said to him, it kicked off, and there was a big roar. She said, do you still want to put the money on Wakefield? And he said, yes, of course I do. He put the money on, and he leant across to her and said, they don't cheer at King's Home when Bath score, so Wakefield has scored. She'd taken our bet, and I think we made a lot of money that day.
You mentioned Paul Holford there. I think that's another Gloucester player who never fully realised his potential.
Well, I think Paul did when he came down as a centre, and he moved out to the wing, and I think he got as far as the southwest. I thought Paul again was another person. It was a beautifully balanced runner. Mm. He might have gone further. You look at, should him and Richard Mogg and that got, they were both people that could have perhaps got international
and Simon
honours.
Morris too.
Simon Morris again. All three of them were balanced runners, weren't they?
Yeah.
Very fast, very balanced, and they made the tackles, and they had their work ethic for all three of them was excellent. Played and coached them all. All three of them had a great work ethic, and as I say, all great, Moggy especially, the ability to play between centre and wing, be good at both, do you know what I mean?
I always thought he was better on the wing than
the centre. But great players.
Simon Morris was very unlucky with injury, wasn't he, really?
Yes,
more or less. I mean, it finished his career at the top flight, really.
Yeah. He moved on to Worcester, didn't he, Simon? I think, did he move on to Worcester for a little bit?
Was it Worcester or was it Birmingham? I'm not sure.
No, he went to Worcester. I think he went to Worcester.
It was, of course it was Worcester. A whole lot of Gloucester players. Paul Holford went.
They all went at the same time, didn't they?
That's right.
They all went at the same time with Tony Window and Simsy and that. They all went across at the same time.
Yeah.
No, I can't think of any other stories to tell you.
Well, it's been very good talking to you, Paul. Anything else, Chris?
No, I think I've fully exhausted my questions now, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. I think you're all doing a wonderful job on the Heritage site. And I just like to pass that on from talking to a lot of the old players. And we're very pleased you've got it all up and running and the things that you're doing for us.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.